Welcome to Programming in Tongue, a podcast of the Universal Translator Assistant Project. Welcome to Programming in Tongues, a place in cyberspace where we get together to talk about the alien languages of science fiction and fantasy, and how to use computers to learn them, study them, and just basically have fun with those languages. Well, welcome, C-3PO. I am Joel, or otherwise known as Mr. Klingon, and I have been away for a long time. I'm hoping to come back on a more regular basis now, and I've got some ideas about where to go with this podcast, and I hope you stick around and enjoy it. First of all, I have an idea for a project. As you may know, I have for some time been playing around with programming in alien languages, or programming in human computer languages, but using alien languages. I've written some tools for Klingon and other Star Trek-related languages, as well as the languages from Star Wars. There was a project, I think it's could be almost 10 years old now, called the Universal Translator Assistant Project. I've written that in C, in Java, and in Visual Basic 3. I really like the tool that I made in Windows, Visual Basic 3, but it's a little dated, and I thought I'd try to redo it with another programming language, Visual Basic 6. Not the most modern, I admit, but I thought it would be give me a chance to try a few more things. I've got a name for that project, and I thought I would call it the Cantina. If you look at the show notes, you can see some pictures of the classic Visual Basic 3 program. Standard opening for that program is with two windows, one for basic, or what we'd call English on this planet, and the bottom is for the translation or remapping into the alien language. I've had some fun in recent years playing with alien fonts. There's quite a few available in public domain formats, and the Eric Stormtrooper is one site where you can find some of those fonts. I'll give links in the future, but if you look on the show notes, you'll see Meetcad, which was a very minimalist Windows text editor I wrote, just to have fun with the idea of a simple text editor, and also to throw in some Star Wars fonts. I've got Auric Besh and Mandalorian, as well as what's called Inglibesh, which is a English or Roman text-oriented font that looks like Auric Besh. It gives a Star Wars look to what should be readable to most humans who are familiar with the standard Roman alphabet. Finally, if you look at the show notes, you'll see Cantina, the beginning of a slightly different color mapping. I'm using Inglibesh at the top for the word Cantina, which is what I'm going to be calling this new version of the Universal Translator Assistant. It'll be mixing in the same things. I'll have a phrase book module where you can look up phrases from a variety of languages. One thing I'm thinking about, I'm happy to take feedback, is having a way to accumulate more than one vocabulary in the translator tool. The idea would be that, much as in the Cantina where you have a big polyglot mix of languages being spoken, it would not be unusual in an alien enriched culture to have vocabulary dropped in from more than one language. I think it might give an interesting mix to, or as an option for using the translator system. Anyway, we'll see where that goes. A couple more things for the future. I have just received a nice email back from Summer Woods, who has the complete Wermo's guide to Huttese and Star Wars languages. That's a great site to look at. I'll include it in future shows, links to that, because Summer has consented to have an interview, and so we'll be talking about what she's done with the Star Wars languages. As I promise, or hope to promise in this, I like to point you to links for learning languages, and not just alien languages, but also human terrestrial languages. I have come across something called NetLibrary in the last year or so, which is electronic books, audiobooks as well as textbooks that are made available through public libraries. I live in an area which is richly blessed with several interlinking library systems, and through that I have access to NetLibrary. That's given me some resources. I show some pictures in the show notes for textbooks. They have a lot of the dummies books for learning languages, and they have Pimsleur books, audiobooks that you can download and listen to for Russian, Italian, French, quite a variety. I encourage you to look into your own library system, see if you have access to NetLibrary, and if you don't, maybe you should pester your people running your libraries and see if they can get those resources, because it's a great way to let people learn through computer networked resources. Finally, I just wanted to point out it's interesting to see how the alien languages are used in books, particularly in audiobooks. People who follow my other blog, at least my book blog, will see that I read a lot of books, and I also like audiobooks. I've been a subscriber to Audible for some years, and my libraries, like I say, have a lot of good resources. They include audiobooks. By the way, you can get audiobooks for stories from the Net Library. I came across an article a couple of years ago in New York Times. Audiobooks have their Henry Higgins talking about all the effort that is made in producing audiobooks and getting the pronunciation just right for different phrases, words. I know that's a big issue with the Harry Potter books, but one that caught my eye was this note: perhaps nothing is trickier than pronouncing words that don't actually exist. For his Dune science fiction series, Frank Herbert developed the language Chukobsa, I don't know how to pronounce that, recently revived in a new generation of Dune books written by the author's son Brian Herbert and Kevin J. Anderson. When Scott Brick was cast to narrate Dune, the Butlerian Jihad, in that series, he said that he highlighted 498 made-up words, while the elder Herbert, who died in 1986, recorded intermittently in the 1960s and even wrote out some pronunciations. Many words had no phonetic blueprint. Mr. Brick spent hours on the phone with Brian Herbert. He broke out his father's notes, and there were a lot of words that he found pronunciations for. The rest we extrapolated. Mr. Brick deduced that the elder Herbert meant for every vowel to be pronounced. In an email message, Mr. Brick explained Chukobsa further. Sietch is not seech, it is ch, almost like saying the letters C and H. Naib is not nabe, but naib. In 2003, Mr. Brick's efforts earned him an Audie, the Audiobook Publishers Association Oscar equivalent. Anyway, I've got some links there to interesting information about Frank Herbert's Dune series and the linguistics that are used there. That about wraps up all I really want to cover for this podcast. I encourage you to stay subscribed. At least I hope you have been subscribed. Obviously, you wouldn't be hearing me probably if you weren't. And we will see what comes up in the next weeks. I'll have some details as I look into the Cantina project, and should be having that interview with Summer Woods on the next podcast. Thanks for listening. This is Joel, otherwise known as Mr. Klingon.